Your reminder of mudita, to open to others' happiness, brings another word appropriate for this day, katanyu. Please speak a little on this. Many here have performed small acts of great kindness and gratitude. So katanyu is gratitude, it's actually one of the qualities that the Buddha points to as a sort of like a defining quality of a proper human being. Somebody is fully human when they have gratitude and reciprocate that gratitude, because there's two words, katanyu and kataweti. Katanyu is the feeling of gratitude. Kataweti is the reciprocation of gratitude, acting on that gratitude. Those two qualities are something that the Buddha elevates to something that's an important aspect of living a human life. Because we live together in community, we live together with others, and to be attentive to each other's needs and to be helpful to each other. This is a sense of gratitude, and then recognizing the good that's been done. And this is where also a strong part of Buddhist culture, Buddhist traditions, will out of gratitude or out of concern, we'll do dedications of merit, dedications of blessings, as an expression of gratitude, so that dedicating the goodness that comes from one's actions, an act of gratitude. Or when we, like in the chant, when we dedicate blessings that arise from our practice, our wholesome acts, deeds, one makes a dedication to all beings. Whether they're those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, allow the heart to open, and out of a sense of gratitude, so there's many aspects of gratitude. There's a this quite a few years ago. Ajahn Liam, who's the current abbot of Wat Bopong, Ajahn Chah's monastery, he was Ajahn Chah's successor, and he. Say by temperament, he's not a. He's definitely not a schmoozer. For those who have met him, I think he'd be quite aloof, sometimes he's difficult to read, he's very quiet, but he's a excellent teacher, and he gives himself to helping others all the time. But he came and stayed about a month. This is because it's quite a few years ago. It was about a month with us at Abhayagiri. And then when he was leaving, one of the ways that we say in a monastic protocol and ceremony, say we take leave of him and ask forgiveness from him as a way of paying respects, and he gave us a gift, and it was a handwritten little essay that he'd written in his spare time while he was visiting on gratitude. It's just really touching, that's a it's a quality that elevates the heart to recognize our connection with each other as human beings and as beings that exist together on the planet.